You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, folks. Be sure to visit my website at dr-history.com for a short personal video message, to listen to the latest stories, and to leave a comment. Hi, folks. Dr. History here with another story from the Old West. You know, back in the 1940s to the 1960s, me and my friends, we played a lot outdoors, as I'm sure a lot of you did, and we lived our make-believe adventures with the coolest toys ever, cap pistols. Cap guns. Weren't they just the coolest ever? You know, again, when I was a kid, cap guns ran the gamut from the tiniest derringers to pirate pistols, holster-sized cowboy six guns, and cops and robbers-style semi-auto-type pistols, up to leverage-action rifles, and even Tommy guns and ray guns, and any kind of gun you can possibly imagine. The toy companies came up with something. Now, despite the vast array of cap guns available, it was the Peacemaker-styled Western six-shooter that was the best. That was the one we all wanted. And virtually every toy manufacturer offered one or more cowboy cap pistol. Now, cap guns first appeared in the mid-1860s, following the end of the Civil War, when some firearms companies began making toy guns to help compensate for the lost military contracts of the war years. However, it was the movies and television of the 1940s through the 1960s that ushered in the golden age of cap guns. Now, folks, I was born in 1950, so, and a lot of you are going to recognize all these names. You know, the Silver Screen Cowboys, Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, Gene Autry, John Wayne, along with the fictional range riders like the Lone Ranger. Oh, you could never forget him. I always loved the opening scene when his horse would rear up. I mean, that was great. Hopalong Cassidy, the Cisco Kid, and of course, Marshal Matt Dillon. You know, these stirred our imaginations back then, didn't they? You know, toy companies like Mattel, Hubley, Halco, Nichols, even in England, the Lone Star toys, they kept us properly armed so we could tame our neighborhood frontiers. Now, some cap guns bore the names of our cowboy heroes and heroines, like Richard Boone's Paladin, you remember that one, or Gail Davis, Annie Oakley, while others had Western names, the guns themselves, like the Texan, the Mustang, the Pioneer, the Colt 45, or the Stallion 45. Now, these die-cast metal cap guns were so popular in those bygone days that during one year in the early 1950s, the Hubley Toy Company stated in February of that year that they had sold out all the cap pistols they could produce until the following year. Another company, the Nichols Industry, claimed it was producing one of its toy derringers every 2 seconds and could only fill about two-thirds of its orders. Now, arguably the most popular and best remembered by anyone who grew up like me and you, blazing away with those, remember that, the perforated rolls of paper ammo? And that was Mattel's Fanner 50 series. Now, the 50 designation is for the 50-shot rolls of paper caps. Now, the series was introduced in 1957 by Mattel. And there were many different Fanner 50s, and some with revolving cylinders, although most did not have that added authentic feature. But the Fanner 50s lasted until around 1975, which coincided with the cancellation of the great shows, folks, the TV westerns, Gunsmoke, and, you know, the Stagecoach, what was that? And then the other one, The Cattle Drive with Clint Eastwood. Oh, those were great shows, Bonanza. So, but by the mid-1860s, most of the toy cap gun companies had either ceased toy gun productions or were gone. Now, the Fanner 50s included models like the Ramrod, the Cowboy, Gunfighter, a Lone Ranger double holster set. Now, that was the ultimate, folks, if you had a double holster set, one on each side. Chuck Connors' Cowboy in Africa double holster set, and even 1968's Planet of the Apes, Fanner 50. Mattel produced unique Fanner 50s like the swivel shot trick holster, smoking cap pistol, a shooting shell 45 model that used the greeny stick M caps, and the bullet loading Fanner 50. Now, this last model took non-firing metal play cartridges. You stuck caps on the backs of each one, which produced smoke when they were fired. And there weren't too many models that had that. Now, the cap guns aren't as popular nowadays as they were back when I was a kid, you know, riding the range and keeping people safe. We now live in a different culture, and many adults are concerned about kids playing with guns, and I understand that. Since 1988, the gun manufacturers, toy manufacturers, there's been a law passed that they have to have bright orange or pink pistol barrels on them. And I can see the importance of that. But, you know, call me old-fashioned. I remember when cap guns were cool, and we just had a lot of fun. I remember on the farm we used to stack hay and straw, and my dad used to let us stack straw and make a kind of a fort in the straw stack. And we would have tunnels, and we could jump up and shoot the other cowboys or whatever. It was just a lot of fun. We had a great time growing up doing that. You know, there's a lot of firearms and nostalgia enthusiasts who enjoy collecting vintage and modern toy cap guns. Now, since 1997, there's a company called Wild West Toys, and it's an American manufacturer, and they've been making the old-style die-cast metal cap guns using original 1950s American-made tooling, and it's owned by and operated by folks by the name of Bob and Johnny Terry. And so the Wild West Toys offers a wide variety of cap pistols, lever-action cap rifles, roll caps, cap gun replacement parts, vintage cap guns when available, and more. And for more serious, theatrical work, the company also offers a full-size Spanish import called the John Wayne Single Action Army 45 cap gun that looks and works like the real thing. Now, back in the 50s, and I don't remember this, but there was a magazine called Mattel put out by the Mattel Toy Company. And I'm looking at the front cover of the 1957 Mattel toy catalog. And as I said, the most popular and best remembered gun was the Fanner 50 series, first introduced in this fall of 1957 catalog. And Mattel's young gunslinger, Matty Mattel, portrayed by a guy named Paul Lars Andersoff, he appears in the ads, and on this particular magazine or catalog, he appears on the very front page. So here he is with his Levi's, his red shirt, his cowboy hat, and his Fanner 50 gun shooting. I didn't realize his name was called Matty Mattel. Now, folks, I do have a confession to make here. When I was growing up, you know, like I say, we watched all those shows, Annie Oakley, Bonanza, all those. And as you recall, when the Annie Oakley show started, you would see Annie Oakley standing on her horse, galloping at full speed, and she would pull out her pistol, and it would show a target, and she would shoot and hit the bullseye in that target every time. I mean, every week. She never missed. So I remember when I was about 8 years old or nine, I had a lever action BB gun. And one particular day, I made the mistake of cocking my gun in the house, which was a definite breach of the rules and conduct that my father had set forth and my mother. So I was sitting there, and I forgot that I had cocked the gun, the lever action. So it was ready to shoot. Well, it wasn't too long before Annie Oakley came on. And sure enough, as usual, she stood up on her horse and she aimed to the target. I knew the target was going to come on the screen. And so I aimed my BB gun at that target and pulled the trigger. And you can't imagine the shock and fear that went through my body as the BB gun smacked right in the middle of that target and left a little dimple in the screen. Now, my father, when he found this out, he decided that maybe I needed a little punishment, and although he wasn't severe in any punishment, I was reprimanded, and for quite a few years after that, because we didn't have money to buy a new TV, we had this little dimple right in the middle of the TV, so everybody had a dimple in their forehead that was on the TV. In fact, my younger brother, he thought that was just normal, and when we finally got a new TV, he couldn't believe that there wasn't that little dimple right in the middle of the TV. Well, folks, that's just a little history of fun back in the 40s through the 60s, and like I said, I was born in 1950, so those are my eras, those great cowboy shows, you know, The Lone Ranger and all of those. I loved it. So anyway, folks, I hope this will bring back some memories for some of you, and hope you enjoyed the show.